Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 22, 2020, COVID-19 NCSL Medicaid Webinar. On April 21, 2020, the National Conference of State Legislatures, NCSL, hosted a webinar centered around Medicaid and different federal and state actions that have been taken to address the impact of COVID-19 on the program. Federal legislation. On March 18, 2020, the Families First Coronavirus Response Act was signed into law. Included in the act were several provisions related to Medicaid, including prohibition of cost sharing on COVID-19 testing, an option to use Medicaid to provide testing for uninsured individuals at 100%, federal medical assistance percentage, FMAP, and a 6.2% increase to the state's regular FMAP for each quarter in which the national emergency caused by COVID-19 remains in effect. To qualify for the enhanced match rate, the state is required to maintain eligibility standards, methodologies, and procedures that are no more restrictive than those in effect on January 1, 2020, not increase premiums above those in effect on January 1, 2020, maintain enrollment for individuals enrolled prior to the passage of the federal legislation and those enrolled after passage of the legislation through the end of the month in which the national emergency is in effect, unless the individual requests termination of eligibility or is no longer a resident of the state. For example, all individuals remain enrolled in Medicaid during the national emergency and cover COVID-19 testing and treatments without cost sharing. The state is expected to receive $62 million for each quarter. The 6.2% FMAP increase remains in effect for a minimum of $124 million. Federal waivers. States may request different Medicaid waivers from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. Those waivers include Section 1135 waivers that are contingent on national emergency declaration. The Secretary of Health and Human Services is authorized to take certain actions in addition to the Secretary's regular authority to waive certain requirements. States must apply for Medicaid to receive these waivers. Disaster Relief State Plan Amendments, SPAs, which states may combine with CMS's Section 1135 waiver authority to implement a wide variety of changes. Home and Community-Based Services, HCBS waivers, Section 191, Subsection C, Appendix K, which modify state HCBS waiver programs in emergencies, and Section 1115 waivers that are not a unique disaster authority, but which CMS has developed as a specific construct for COVID-19. Retainer payments. One of the more pressing issues that states are working on with CMS is retainer payments for Medicaid providers to help keep providers solvent during and after the pandemic. Retainer payments are currently allowed under Section 191, Subsection C, Appendix K, but are limited to a narrow set of providers. States are requesting that those allowances be expanded to cover payments to a wider group of providers, including Federal Qualified Health Centers, FQHCs, home health agencies, behavioral health providers, and non-emergency medical transportation, NEMT, providers. The presenter indicated that CMS had reservations about duplicating existing federal dollars in the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, which provided $100 billion directly to providers and has distributed $30 billion to date. Colorado Medicaid Experience. Josh Block, Budget Director for the Colorado Department of Health Care Policy and Financing, presented on the uncertainty in Medicaid enrollment and expenditures. To date, the surge in unemployment applications has not translated into new Medicaid applications in Colorado. This is likely due to individuals having access to health care through a family member or through other coverage options such as the Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act, or COBRA, or individuals foregoing coverage until they become ill. New enrollees are expected to have lower than average costs in their first year of coverage due to reduction in the health care services that are currently being provided during the pandemic. Colorado Medicaid is expecting to see lower Medicaid costs in the current fiscal year compared to the previous year due to reduced spending on elective hospital services, HCBS, transportation, and home health services. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Jess Benson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-281-4611.